is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What's going on, guys? I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Are you still sitting around your house? We hope not. We hope maybe you're starting to get outside, even if it's cold weather out there, and enjoy some of the great outdoors. And maybe you're thinking about doing a great outdoors project to get your house ready for when it warms up. Maybe you're thinking about a kitchen. Maybe you're thinking about a bathroom. Maybe you just want to do some painting. I got to do a little bit of all of those projects, Leslie, because my wife and I own a condominium that we actually bought when we first got married, and we kept it. We rented it through the years, and we've had a tenant, great tenant, moved out, and so we were over there checking it out. And so my to-do list is regrout the master bathroom shower.
Okay.
And then the laundry room, which is kind of a small laundry room. We noticed that all the tiles are sort of getting loose because, you know, when you kind of go in, you always stand in front of the washer. So those are kind of getting loose. So I'm going to put a new floor in. And I'm going to put that Duravana floor in, by the way, from LL, because I think it's going to be, you know, really solid, right? You know, the condo, you don't have to do any maintenance.
Oh, that's perfect.
And then I got to paint the whole place. And that's it. Oh, wait, did I mention the hardwood floor? The hardwood floor hasn't been done in a long time, but so I'm gonna, and it's not the whole place. It's, you know, maybe half of it. So I'm gonna put a coat of urethane on that. So yeah, so that's my to-do list. Fun. Luckily, it's all inside stuff right now. But if you've got some projects you'd like to tackle, we would like to help you get them done. You can reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT 24/7. If we're not in the studio, we'll call you back next time we are, or head on over to moneypit.com and post your questions right now. Coming up on today's show, did you guys know that even though we call lumber that we use for building homes like 2x something, 2x4, 2x6, 2x8, it actually measures a lot less than that? A 2x4 is not 2 inches by 4 inches. We're going to share why you might not actually be getting what you think you're paying for in today's smart spending tip.
And if you have a basement space, you know, adding a bathroom can actually make that space more usable and add to your home's value. But gravity being what it is, bathrooms that are below grade do need some special considerations in order to drain correctly. So we're going to share what you need to know to make sure your bathroom will go with the flow in just a bit. And I've got that project coming up on my big renovation, so I'm excited.
And your house is your biggest investment, so it makes sense to take care of it. But how much should that cost? And more importantly, what should you budget? What should you set aside for home maintenance? We're going to share a simple formula that we have tested over time that will help you determine what that number is in just a bit.
All right, but give us a call now so we can know what you are working on and give you a hand with all of those projects. I know everybody's got a lot of things on their to-do list, so whether it's a big project, a small project, a touch-up, a tear-down, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand, so give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Nadine in Iowa has an interesting question. Your countertop has gotten noisy. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, it does. We had it installed, I would say, between 3 and 5 years ago. And right after we had this Corian counter installed, we started getting very sharp, loud bangs occasionally. And I mean like somebody just shot at the house bangs. And it has been going on since we had it installed to varying degrees. Louder sometimes than others, but they've been out to check and can't figure it out. And, you know, the only unusual thing that happened when they put it in was that one corner didn't want to go down, so the guy had to put his full weight on it to push it down and finally make it go down. And my feeling is something must be bound in there that every once in a while builds up enough energy to really snap.
Well, that's certainly an unusual situation because countertops aren't known for their noise. You know,
okay.
We get squeaky floor questions. We get banging pipe questions. I don't think we've ever gotten a loud countertop question, Melissa.
Well, I doubt that it's the countertop. My feeling is something might be bound in there, you know, having been caused by having the countertop put on.
Well, you might be correct. And what could be happening is that you could have expansion and contraction going on either with the walls or even with the plumbing. You know, especially with the water being right there, when a pipe heats up, it tends to expand. And if it's attached to the framing very, very tightly, it will rub across that framing, and it could make a creaking sound or a banging sound.
Okay.
And I've heard that before in bathrooms and also in kitchens.
Okay.
The other thought is that if the countertop is bound, as you say, against part of the frame of the house and you're getting expansion and contraction, that could be the source of the sound. Although I tend to think that even though it's annoying, it probably isn't really very damaging if it's one or the other of those things.
No, I don't think it is damaging at all. It's just that when you have guests and their eyes get wide and they start to go for the floor, you think maybe, I mean, it is quite loud when it does it. So you think it could possibly be plumbing?
It could very well be because, you know, plumbing really carries the sound. And especially if you're running a dishwasher and the hot water comes on, that could cause a noise.
However, we've kind of checked that out, you know, what's on, what's running, and all of that, and that doesn't seem to come into play. What would your suggestion be as to sleuthing this problem out?
Well, I guess I would have to be sitting there staring at it, thinking about it for a long time, but reinstalling the countertop would probably be the best solution, although it's a boatload of work and you could potentially damage the countertop in the process. If they had to really squeeze it in, I suspect that something is a little bit too tight in its intention and it's really not designed to be pulled out.
All right. Thanks so much.
Now we've got Tyler from Indiana on the line who's dealing with some basement issues. What's going on?
I'm trying to get my house ready to sell, and I was thinking about refinishing the basement, but not sure if it's an option or not. I've been listening to your show for quite some time now, and I've got the drainage issue on the outside of the house fixed.
Great.
It's running 6 to 8 feet or more outside of the house.
Perfect.
But I'm still having some water issues, and I don't know if it's just from all the groundwater still around the house, because I recently just fixed that. But I also have a sump pump that's in the basement, and I don't know if it'd be worth trying to refinish the basement or just kind of sprucing it up, and if you have any ideas on what I can do to the floors and the walls without doing a complete refinish.
Okay, so first of all, you mentioned that you had done something to address groundwater. What exactly did you do?
So I took all of the downspouts and I put extensions on them, probably about 8
right.
foot, and then
right.
It's all going downhill. There's hills on all sides,
okay.
all sides of my house.
The water from the roof is properly managed now. It's all away from the house by the time it starts to drain. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you said, though, despite that, you still are getting some water in the basement. What are you seeing?
It's only in one corner, really, and I'm not, okay. like I said, I'm not sure if it's from just the rest of the groundwater that might be, you know, in that corner of the house.
So what are you seeing? Are you seeing a stain in the corner? Are you seeing a puddle? What do you see?
Just a small, when it rains really, really hard. We just had a really hard rain a few days ago.
So here's what I want you to do, because I feel like you're close now with this drainage issue, but there's something missing. It could be an overflowing gutter. It could be a separated seam in the gutter. There could be all sorts of little things that cause this. The next time you get a really hard rain, I want you to go outside and look up at that area, see what's happening to the water. Notice which way it's running, which way it's draining, which way it's ponding, and see if there's anything that's happening there that would be contributing to an excess amount of water in that corner. Because by virtue of the fact that you have this small leak now only when it rains, it has nothing to do with rising water tables or anything of that nature. It's some piece of that exterior drainage is not quite perfect just yet. So let's deal with that. On that sump pump, are you seeing water in the bottom of the sump, or is it dry mostly?
It's dry mostly.
Yeah, see, I don't think there's anything coming up here. It's what's going down. Now, as to the question is whether or not you should refinish a basement just to sell the house, I mean, the market is so strong right now across the country, I don't feel like you have to take on that level of remodeling project. If you were to do nothing but address this drainage, maybe just paint the block walls or something of that nature to kind of clean it up and make sure it presents well so it looks very finishable, that's probably all I might do at this stage. I don't think I would remodel a basement just for the purpose of selling my house, because I don't think you'll get the actual cost back in terms of return on investment when you do sell. I just don't feel like it's necessary. Leslie, what do you think?
I mean, I don't think you really need to do that for the return on investment. If you're managing all the water and you're keeping the basement dry and moisture-free, I think you should be good.
Yeah, I mean, when you fix up your house to sell it, I'm all for maintenance. You got a little rotted wood, fix that up. Something needs a coat of paint, take care of that. Make sure your heating, your cooling systems have been serviced recently, fresh filters.
Yeah, like all the things are up to working order.
Yeah, all that sort of thing. If you want to invest in one thing, which is a heck of a lot less expensive than remodeling a basement, you could even consider getting your own professional home inspection done before you put it on the market, because that will give you a sense as to how the house shows in the eyes of a structural and mechanical expert. And you may head off some problem that you are not aware of before you have a buyer involved. And the emotions are always at a peak at that time. So sometimes folks will get inspections done for their own benefit on their own house just to get a sense as to how it will appear to a potential home buyer.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, good luck. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Thanks so much for stopping by. Hey, when you go lumber shopping, have you ever noticed that you're picking up things and you've got like a 2x4 or 2x8, but have you actually ever measured that piece of lumber and maybe noticed that that's not exactly what you're getting? Well, we're going to tell you why that is.
We'll share what happens to all that missing wood you thought you were paying for in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, when the Money Pit returns.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you love listening to podcasts, we would love for you to listen to ours. If you want some helpful how-to tips in every single episode, then go ahead and follow The Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Don from Illinois on the line who's dealing with some slippery sidewalks. What's going on?
My driveway, I have a new house, 4 years old. Driveway and sidewalks always retain moisture. And, of course, in the climate I live, it freezes. So it gets slick quite frequently. Is there a product I can put on to repel the moisture to get it to run off?
So, Don, I don't really think it's appropriate to seal a sidewalk. I mean, you could use a concrete sealer on it. That would stop some of the moisture from soaking in. But if you were to do something like put like an epoxy finish on that sidewalk, you're still going to have some water that sits there, and it'll freeze, and it'll be doubly as slippery. So I would tell you to use a non-corrosive ice melt on that, something like potassium chloride, not salt, not rock salt, because that will tear up the sidewalks. But you want to basically take some potassium chloride, mix it in a bucket with some maybe playground sand to give it some traction, and keep it near the doors, near the sidewalk, so that it's easy to sprinkle on when the snow hits. But you're not going to stop the water from basically wetting down the sidewalk, because even a very, very thin layer of moisture can be very, very dangerous and slippery. So I don't think sealing these sidewalks beyond just using a basic sealer, which will not interrupt the surface grip of it, but anything that's like an epoxy coating or something of that nature could make it even more dangerous. So I would tell you just to use a potassium chloride mix and use that to basically manage the salt in the winter, in the winters of Illinois where you live. Well, if you're just getting started in home improvement projects, you might be confused by the way lumber is sold, because you actually get a lot less wood than you think you may have paid for. We're going to explain why in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Let's say, for example, you guys are taking on a shed project. You're getting ready to build. You've purchased a bunch of 2x4s for the walls, and you're expecting that they're going to measure 2 inches by 4 inches. But what you're going to find is that even though they're called 2x4s, they actually measure 1 5/8 by 3.5. Same is going to go for a 1x6. You're expecting it to actually be 1 inch by 6 inches, but you're going to find that it's 3/4 by 5.5 inches. So what the heck is happening to all that missing lumber that you thought you bought and you paid for?
Well, it's actually the effects of more modern lumber production. If you've ever seen a 2x4 in a really old house, only there you might notice that it really is 2 inches by 4 inches. But now, when a tree is cut up into lumber, those boards still start at 2 inches by 4 inches. But when they're dried, which actually makes them stronger, by the way, and then plane to remove all those saw kerfs, what you're left with is less. That 2x4 is now 1.5 by 3.5, 2x6 is 1.5 by 5.5, and so on.
Now, the lumber industry uses two forms of measurement. They're talking about dimensional and nominal. So dimensional is the size of the board when it's first milled at the lumber yard, which is the 2x4, and the nominal is the size after it's dried and planed, and this is ultimately what you're getting at the lumber yard, which would be that 1 5/8 by 3.5.
Yeah, but that's where the differences end, because the length is still always the length. So an 8-foot 2x4 is really 8 feet long, but it's 1.5 inches by 3.5 inches wide. Well, except for if you buy something called a 2x4 stud, which is actually shorter. You know what a 2x4 stud actually measures, Leslie?
What?
It's 93 inches long. Why is that?
Why?
Well, the reason is because when you build a wall, you have an 8-foot tall wall, which is standard in a house, right? That's why you have pieces of sheetrock or drywall that are 4x8, so that you can put two on top of each other and you get 8 foot without any kind of extra cutting. So to get that 8-foot wall, you wouldn't want to have to take all of those 96-inch long 2x4s and cut them down to 93. You buy them at 93 because you have a bottom cord and a top cord of that wall, a bottom plate and a top plate. That makes up for the extra 3 inches.
Listen, I love that it's already doing the math for me. I don't have to do anything extra. So I'll take it.
You don't have to ask any questions. Just do it.
All right. Well, this is all good info. And that is today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Sandra in North Carolina is on the line. How can we help you today?
We're trying to decide which quality of filter to use for our furnace filter switch out. Should we use the ones that are cheaper, like the 4 for $2, or should we use the HEPA filter quality ones that are like $20 for your furnace filters when you change them out?
Well, with filters, you're definitely getting what you pay for, and it really depends on what the situations are with everybody in your house. Now, the less expensive a filter, you know, the thinner that membrane's going to be, and of course, the wider that webbing is, if you will, so it's really not going to stop very much. You know, Tom and I always joke that they're called pebble stoppers because that's really the only thing that's not getting through there.
Exactly.
So it really depends. You know, the less money you spend, the less things that are getting trapped. If you've got somebody with allergens in the house, you want to spend a little bit more money because you're definitely going to get what you pay for.
Okay, so I need to go to a quality filter because I have a lot of allergies. And the people that built the house, they had to go with a cheaper filter so you can let air circulate.
Yeah, well, look, a good quality filter does not block the air, whether it's, one that's designed for better filtration or one that's designed for lesser filtration. None of these things block the air. So if you have allergy issues, you have asthma issues, you definitely want to use a good quality filter. And if you want the ultimate infiltration, what you might want to think about doing at some point is installing an electronic air cleaner. This is a device that's built into the HVAC system right near the furnace generally. And these are incredibly efficient at taking out, 95% plus of the contaminants that are in the air. I mean, these electronic air cleaners today can take out microscopic sized particles.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your information. You've been very helpful.
You're very welcome, Sandra. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Did you know that adding a bathroom to your basement can actually make it more usable and then increase the value of your home? But gravity being what it is, bathrooms that are below grade will require some special consideration so that they drain properly.
We'll share what you need to know to make sure your bathroom sort of goes with the flow when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
With rain and snow, hail and slush, you know those intermittent winter weather conditions we have? Collisions are bound to happen. Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Maaco offers a low-cost alternative, about 30% less than the national average, and excellent workmanship as well. Maaco also works with most major insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992 today to make an appointment for a free estimate, or stop by 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Tag and label it with the words main valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are on air and online at MoneyPit.com. You can also grab the Money Pit podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Heading to Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, we've got Randy on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I've got an older bathroom, and I want to take the tub out and shower kit and install a more of a handicap type shower kit.
Okay.
I'm getting about 60 years old, so I want to kind of go ahead and make it handicapped.
Prepare for the future, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
Have something to hold on to anyway, you know.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. So, you know, there are prefabricated, accessible one-piece shower unit designs that are a possibility. But if you want to build something that's maybe a little more customized, a little nicer, maybe you want to have a built-in bench and do it with tile, I would tell you to take a look at Schluter Systems. Now, Schluter is a company that makes a whole host of tile underlayments, and they have a system that's called Kerdi, K-E-R-D-I. And the Kerdi system has components for every piece of that shower assembly, and it's designed to basically go together so that you don't have any leakage whatsoever. Once it's all installed, then you basically tile over top of the whole thing. And the part that really is where the sort of the rubber meets the road when it comes to water integrity are all of those different types of seams and the shower pans and such. And with the Kerdi system, that's all eliminated. It's all built in together, so it works well together. So take a look at Schluter Systems, and in particular, their line of products called Kerdi. And I think you'll find a system there that will give you everything that you need to accomplish this as quickly and easily as possible. And you'll also have something that just will not leak, and it will be there for the ages.
Hey, that sounds great. I'll sure take a look at that.
All right, Randy. Good luck with that project.
Thanks a lot.
Well, if you've got a basement space, adding a bathroom can definitely make that space more usable, and for sure it is going to add to your home's value. But getting that below-grade bathroom to drain properly really isn't an easy task. Now, the biggest issue is how you transport the waste from the basement bath up high enough so that it can flow into the home's main sewer or septic system, because obviously it's not going on its own.
Exactly. So there are a few options. First of all, you can potentially use your existing waistline if it's already deep enough in the property. You might have to tap into those, dig down to expose those. But if your house is built in such a way where your waistline is already below the basement floor, then you might be able to just kind of grab into that, although you will have to tear up the floor to get to it. The next option is what is called a macerator or an upflushing unit. It basically is sort of a box-sealed pump that sits on the basement floor, so you don't need to break up anything, and it activates on a flush. Once the flush happens, it grinds the waste, and it pumps it up to that main drain line, which is overhead somewhere. And then finally, there is a sewage ejector system. This is probably the most common for full basement bathrooms. A sewage ejector tank and pump basically is a pump that is below the basement floor. It usually sits in a hole, kind of acts a little bit like the macerator in that it grinds up and then lifts that waste up until a point where it can get, again, dropped into that main waistline outside, for example, and then go on its merry way out to the sewage system of your town or your septic system. So that's why it is more complicated to put in a bathroom in your basement, because you've got to find a way of lifting that wastewater uphill so that it can drain properly.
And, I mean, really, this is the same whether you're going with a half bath or a full bath. So either way you're doing this, there's really no benefit to choosing a half over a full to sort of save a step, correct?
Yeah, a toilet is a toilet. You've got to grind that waste and get it out. Now, if you only had a sink, sometimes people have, you know, like a laundry tub, for example, in the basement. If you have a rural property, you may be able to get away with just running a drain line outside and draining it somewhere towards the back of your property, because that's what we call gray water. In other words, it doesn't have waste in
right.
it. It just has, you know, dirt and soap and stuff like that, and that you can maybe able just to drain out to the property. But when you have a toilet, you got no choice. You've got to treat that properly so that you don't cause an unhealthy situation.
All right, good tips. Jessica in Missouri is dealing with a floor that's sinking in on itself. What is going on over there?
Hi, I live in a 120-year-old house, and my kitchen floor has, like, settled maybe in the middle. Like, if everything is not, like, strapped to my walls, it will go towards the middle of my floor.
Wow.
Yeah, so I didn't know if you guys had any thoughts about a repair on that, if you think maybe it's, like, a joist underneath there, or...
Yeah, but is this on a basement or a crawl space, Jessica?
No, it's dirt.
It's dirt. So you can't really get under it?
I have a crawl space that I can get underneath it, but it's on the opposite side of my house.
Okay, so can you get down there and physically examine the beams to see what's going on?
Yes, but it would take, like, the size of a small child to get underneath there.
Okay.
So there lies another problem, is how to see what's going on, where the best place would be to go in at to try to get, you know, that.
Listen, I had to do a plumbing repair project on my own home in a crawl space that was about 6 inches taller than me flat on my back. So I know how tough it is to work in spaces like that. You got to kind of shimmy in to get there. But the thing is, I am concerned with this sagging, that somebody has a look at that those beams to make sure there's nothing structural going on, like a termite infestation or something of that nature. If it's just normal sagging, well, I mean, there are some things that we can do from the top side to address that. One of which comes to mind is that you could use a floor leveling compound on this old floor. To do so, you're really talking about, you know, the entire kitchen floor, including the cabinets, because to do it just in the middle, you know, might not be enough. You really have to go, you know, wall to wall on this room, and because it's a kitchen, it becomes very, very complicated to do that. But the first thing is to evaluate the structure to make sure that there's nothing going on there. And then the second thing is to look for a solution above it. It's generally not possible to raise up a floor that's already sagged, especially in a really old house, because it took 120 years to get in that position, and you're just not going to bring it back up again. Sometimes you can reinforce it a little bit with some additional beaming and stiffen it up a bit, but generally, if you want to level it, you got to do that from the top side and not from the underside in an old house, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your guys' time.
You're very welcome.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit on this wintry weekend. Perhaps you're out there putting some salt on the sidewalks because it's a little slippery. Well, depending on what you're using out there, you may find yourself with a big concrete repair project come springtime. So we're going to give you the ins and outs of sidewalk salt when we come back.
You live in a Money Pit.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
But this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we know that taking care of a home It's a combination of a lot of emotions. You're in love with it, you feel a great sense of pride, but you're also terrified on a daily basis when it comes to having a home. But if you join us here at the Money Pit Podcast, we promise to help you plan, save you some money, and spare you from all of those treacherous home improvement snafus.
You can download your very own copy of the Money Pit Podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you like to get your podcasts.
All right, now we're going to take a call from Barry. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I have a bedroom, and I have books and clothes and consequently blankets. And when you change everything, it accumulates a lot of dust. And I was wondering if there was a dust collector that could be purchased or how I could solve that problem.
Hey, Barry, what kind of heating system do you have? Is it forced air?
Yes, gas.
So the forced hot air system is going to have a filter for it, a built-in filter, and there's a wide variety of efficiencies of filters. The best thing that you can do is to make sure that you have a very good quality filter. Now, you can use a fiberglass filter. There's a larger, sort of a pleated filter that you can use. Or if you really want the ultimate in clean air, you would use an electronic air cleaner, electronic air filter, which is built into the system. So it really depends on, you know, what your budget is. But a basic filter, basic fiberglass filters that cost like a dollar or two are not very effective when it comes to dust. But if you get a little bit better filter, and they're different ratings, and you can read about them on the package, but you get one that's a really effective dust collecting filter, I think you'll find that you won't see nearly as much dust assemble. You don't really want to have any kind of an air filter in the house, in the room itself. You could do that. It'd be somewhat wasteful, and it probably wouldn't be very efficient. But if you replaced whatever you're using now with a really good quality filter all the way up to and including an electronic air cleaner, which is basically so effective, it can take out virus-sized particles from the air, I think then you'll find that your air will be super clean, and you'll be doing a lot less house cleaning as a result. Barry, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Yep.
Well, if your sidewalks have been slippery from the snow and the ice, and you've been tossing on some salt to cause that ice to melt, you might find that come springtime, you're going to have some concrete sidewalk damage to fix, because what happens is that salt will deteriorate concrete if it's not the right kind of salt, because it corrodes it away, it leaves it pitted and chipped. And you'll need to call us to figure out how to fix it, which we can help you with. But hey, why make a project if you can avoid it right now with one simple switch?
Yeah, and I mean, I think people don't realize there's a lot of different salt options out there when you do go to the home center. So the best sidewalk salt out there is made from potassium chloride. Now, this type of sidewalk salt is going to melt the ice but not damage those concrete surfaces the way the other so-called rock salt, which you know as sodium chloride, will do. So you have to pay attention to what you're buying. So for best results, you want to purchase the potassium chloride well in advance of those winter storms. You want to mix it with some playground sand and then keep a supply stored near each entrance to your home. Now, the sand is going to provide immediate traction for those icy surfaces, and then it's going to give the time for the potassium chloride to melt that ice.
And most importantly, your sidewalks will no longer be slippery, and they will also remain intact and solid. You won't have to face a big sidewalk repair come spring.
Jane Ellen in Pennsylvania is looking at getting some new windows. How can we help you make that decision?
Yes, well, we're looking at getting replacing our single-pane windows. And our question is, do you think it would be more cost-effective to spend the extra money on triple-pane windows, or would double-pane windows be okay? Other than the windows, the house is fairly well insulated. It's not real drafty. We haven't priced our options yet, so we're looking for an opinion.
I think that double pane windows will be fine. The thing is that when you shop for windows, you have all of these different features and benefits that you have to compare and contrast, and sometimes it gets very confusing when you do that. What I would look for is a window that's Energy Star rated and one that has double pane glass. As long as the glass is insulated and has like a low E coating so it reflects the heat back, that'll be fine. It's been my experience that unless you live in the most severe climates, triple pane glass doesn't really make up the additional cost in terms of return on investment.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
What kind of windows do you have now? Are they very drafty?
They're single pane windows. They're relatively decent windows for single pane, but they're old. They're starting to, you can see the gas is starting to escape from them, and they are a little drafty. Our house has a field behind it. Our backyard kind of opens up into a field. So there's a significant amount of wind that comes across the field and flows into the back of the house. And off the main back area, we have like a three-seasons room, which helps to block some of the wind from the interior downstairs. But the upstairs bedrooms, you feel the wind a little bit more significantly, and we notice the single-pane windows a little bit more there. It seems more drafty right there.
Well, I think these windows are going to make a big difference for you. Now, if you need to save some money and maybe not doing them all at once, that's fine, too. What I would do is the north and east sections of the house first, sides of the house first, and then the south and the west second, okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
I know, given the winter that we've all had in the Northeast and pretty much all over the United States, you might think that a triple pane glass is going to do the trick, especially when we've had, what, like an average of 5 degrees tops?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the days that we've had like 30 and 40 degree temperatures, like I've put on a light jacket. I've seen families out with no jackets. Like people are out of their minds when we get 40 degree days.
I know. We're happy for it, right?
It's like summer.
All right. Well, Jane Ellen, I hope that helps you out. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, if you're planning a kitchen remodel, but maybe you're kind of stuck and you don't know where to start, we can help. Start with us. We're going to share some smart strategies for kitchen remodels next.
You live in a Money Pit.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Mostly because it's pretty normal to have minor cracks, and secondly, because it's just a whole lot of work to repair it. Now, if you're seeing a crack and you don't have texture, there is a product out that I think is really effective, and I love it because of the way they've kind of added sort of a built-in security to the fact that it's not going to re-crack, and that is a product called Crack Coat, which is spelled with K's, K-R-A-C-K and K-O-T-E. It's a product that's made by Abitron. And what's interesting about this Crack Coat product is they have sort of, I'll call it maybe like a primer, an adhesive that you basically paint on the crack area, and then you put the tape across it, then you paint over the tape with the same sort of adhesive material, and it totally locks that both sides of that crack in so they don't move. And then when you do your final coats of spackle over top of it, it doesn't reopen. Because if you just spackle this, it's just going to reopen again, because that's sort of like the expansion joint now that's in that ceiling, and it's just going to open the same place seasonally probably over and over again.
All right. Well, Carrie, I hope that helps you out and makes you, you know, feel better about what's going on at your money pit. Now I've got a post here from Darren who says, we're planning a kitchen remodel, but we're not sure where to start after the kitchen is gutted. Do we start with the cabinets? Do we do the flooring? What's first?
The first thing you do is not gut your kitchen and then decide what you're going to do.
Right. Oh, now we need a plan.
Now what? Yeah. Great news, we're going to remodel our kitchen, honey, and I already figured out all the cabinets, and now I just got to figure out what we're going to do next.
Right.
Well, listen, a kitchen is one of those projects that has to be really well planned in advance, mostly because the labor's not instantly available. You need several different trades. And secondly, most of those products, especially cabinets, have a long, long order time now. They had always had a long order time,
but
right?
But now,
like
with the pandemic, it's forever
right,
in a day.
Months.
And if you don't pick it up right away, bye-bye your appliance. Somebody else is stealing it.
That's right. They'll sell it right out from under you.
It's happened to so many friends, so you really
have
to be careful.
That's kind of crazy, yeah.
Plumbing, fixtures, all that stuff.
We would tell you to take a step back and take some time and do a design. And by the way, you can do a really nice design if you hire a kitchen designer. If you want to save some money, though, you can go to a home center. You know, the home center designers are pretty darn good. They do it every day. They understand how cabinetry has to go together, and they can give you some good suggestions and help lay out some of the cabinets that you'll need, and this will help you budget for it and do all that work in advance, and then you can start taking it apart. Because the actual work of a kitchen remodel, it doesn't actually have to take that long, especially if you're not changing the layout. You know, if you're keeping your sink, you're keeping your oven where it is, tearing out the cabinets and putting in a new set can happen in a day or two. It's not that big of a deal, but it's all that getting ready that takes the time.
All right, Darren, good luck with that.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are so happy to have you with us today. If you've got questions you weren't able to get through to us today, remember you can reach us 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. A Colorado man is charged in a bizarre kidnapping at a ranch owned by billionaire Michael Bloomberg.
Joseph Beecher was charged with kidnapping in federal court on Thursday. Police say the 48-year-old rammed his pickup through the gate at Michael Bloomberg's ranch near Meeker in western Colorado on Wednesday and kidnapped a woman who works there as a supervising housekeeper. According to court documents, the victim says Beecher asked the whereabouts of the billionaire's adult daughters and went on rants about Bloomberg, saying he wanted to make an international scene. The family was not at the ranch at the time. Holding her at gunpoint, Beecher allegedly forced the woman to drive in her truck to the Denver area and then north to Wyoming. Investigators were able to trace the woman's iPad to a motel in Cheyenne. I'm Jennifer King.
One Navy SEAL candidate died as seconds in the hospital after falling ill just hours after they successfully completed a grueling week-long test that ends the first phase of assessment and selection for Navy commandos. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it's unlikely President Biden will select a Supreme Court nominee whose judicial views he can support.
I've reviewed, you know, several dozen Joe Biden nominees to the lower courts. And almost to a person, these nominees have been left-wing ideologues.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network,
"You view the Constitution not as a constraint on government power, not as the fundamental law to be observed and upheld in our system of government bylaws."
Meanwhile, the winter storm that caused hundreds of thousands of power outages and contributed to hundreds of traffic accidents from Texas to Maine has moved out to sea, but thousands are still without power in the Memphis, Tennessee area after ice topped hundreds of trees on the power line. Some people could be in the dark, they say, for a full week. More news, more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A guilty verdict on all counts in the case of a Tennessee man accused of killing four people at a Waffle House in 2018.
Travis Ranking appeared calm, glancing toward his parents as a jury in Davidson County, Tennessee, rejected his insanity defense, taking just 4 hours to hand down a guilty verdict on four counts of first-degree murder and 12 related charges.
For the offense of premeditated first-degree murder, guilty.
The 33-year-old was naked except for a green jacket when he gunned down four people and injured several others at the Waffle House in Antioch, Tennessee in April of 2018. Prosecutors argued the defendant was calm after his arrest and able to understand the wrongfulness of his actions. I'm Jennifer King.
Meanwhile, a jury returned to the courthouse today, and it didn't take them long to sentence the man to life in prison without the possibility of parole. You can check out the latest breaking news, read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com. Oil demand is at record highs in the U.S.
It says the price of oil topped $92 per barrel. Analysts say oil prices have jumped in light of the White House energy policies. President Biden, who canceled the Keystone Pipeline on his first day in office, continues to chip away at America's energy industry, and domestic oil producers can't or won't catch up because they have been canceled by the Biden administration, which is feeling the sting of its own anti-energy policies. Meanwhile, prices at the pump have hit a seven-year high of $3.41 per gallon. Oil watchers say $4 per gallon may come before spring. Patrick Frost reporting.
The California Public Utilities Commission fined the Southern California Gas Company nearly $10 million, and it's ordered it to pay and reimburse customers for money it improperly spent related to the development of more energy-efficient building codes. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the project you'd like to get done around your house. We've been at this for over 20 years, and we love home improvement. And we love teaching home improvement even more. So if you've got questions about home improvement, home repair, reno, fix-up, maintenance, decor, this is your one-stop shop to get the info you need to pick up the hammer, pick up the tape measure, pick up the paintbrush, and get to work. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, the laundry room might seem like a safe enough space, but anywhere there's extreme heat and lots of water, there's definitely the potential for trouble. We're going to walk you through the most common hotspots and tell you how to prevent leaks, fires, and breakdowns in today's Smart Spending Tip.
And if you're ready to shop for new appliances, did you know that there's actually two price tags that you really need to be considering? The first is the price that you're paying, and the second is how much it costs to operate that appliance. We're going to share tips on the easy way to determine what that second cost is going to add up to be.
And has the winter weather been taking its toll on your home's siding? You know, this is the time of year with all that winter wind, we start to notice that pieces have blown off or disappeared completely. We're going to share a fast and easy way to make those repairs.
But first, give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We're so happy to help out with everything. I, too, find a random roof shingle every now and again. I'm like, where is this even coming from and why? So there's always something that we're working on, and we're happy to help you with whatever it is you are tackling.
You can get in touch with us by picking up the phone and calling 1-888-MONEY-PIT. If we're not in the studio, we promise to call you back the next time we are. And you can also post your questions at moneypit.com. But let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
All right, we've got Alvin on the line who's dealing with a structural issue over at the Money Pit and they live in. What's going on?
Well, I've got a brick ranch. It's about 100 feet long, no basement, 3 foot crawl space.
Okay.
And what's happened is the center of the house spine has broken, and the floors dropped down, and, of course, some of the walls are splitting, and I got under the house and looked, and what's happened is the builders, when they built the house, most of the cinder blocks were filled to make them solid, but the two right in the center of the house were left open, and what's happened is the weight of the house over time, and I had a heavy bookcase above there, has just crushed the floor in. Those cinder blocks just crumbled.
Oh, man, what a mess.
And I've tried to jack it back up, and the ground is good and solid under there, but everywhere that the hydraulic jack presses into the two batons, there's three of them nailed together, it just presses into the wood, and it's not lifting the house.
Well, all right, you got quite an issue there. I don't know that I would do this myself. You really need to have an experienced pro behind this. Also, you have to realize that when you start lifting this house back up, you're going to move everything that basically fell to begin with, so you'll end up with additional repairs. You could also stress out electrical connections or plumbing connections, and those could be require repair or potentially be unsafe. To get the house jacked back up, you probably just don't have the right equipment, because typically on a situation like that, it would be a pretty heavy-duty jack. You say you got good solid soil underneath, but you essentially are going to distribute out that weight. You're not just going to have the jack contact with those three wood beams. You'll probably have like an I-beam that goes between the jack and those beams you're trying to lift, so that you could spread out the lift to a much wider footprint, and that would distribute the weight and stop this problem of the jack actually pressing into the wood. And then, of course, once you get it up there, you have to rebuild the column properly. Footing's probably still okay, but you probably have to tear out that block and rebuild it or put a new column in there and then let it back down. So it's, you know, it seems, as I describe it, a fairly straightforward process, but there's a lot that could go wrong. I think you're on to something with trying to repair this, though, in that fashion, because you can't let it get any worse, and it does sound like it's an active problem. So the other thing to consider is if you want to get the help of a structural engineer, this could come up if you ever sold the house. And it's always helpful when you say that you consulted a design professional like that, and they basically designed the repair. I told you exactly what to do. Then you had a contractor do it per the engineer's specification. Then the engineer reinspected to confirm it's done correctly. It's kind of like having a pedigree or a seal of approval on that work, and you can assure yourself it will have no impact on the value of your home by following that process. So sounds like you got a project in front of you, my friend. Sorry to hear that, but that's the way to handle it.
Darlene in Arizona, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Remodeling a bathroom into a laundry room, because there was no laundry room there and three bathrooms. So I put the stick-on linoleum squares on the floor, which was probably a mistake, but it's all down. And now I notice on the edges it's starting to, like, pull up just a little bit. It's fine in the middle, but around the edges. And so I was wondering, should I use a silicone around, like kind of pull them up a little bit, put silicone around there, or like a water-based sealant of some kind? I just didn't know quite what to do if we put the washing machine in there and there was a leak, and then I was afraid the whole floor would come up or something.
So do you think if you kept pulling the tiles, they would all come up completely?
I think the reason why the sides are, maybe the floor isn't quite even on the, on the edges or something. I'm just thinking that maybe it wasn't quite even, and it's not every side, but just part of it, right where the washer is going to be, as a matter of fact.
Well, look, if you were to be able to lift up those edges and add a tile adhesive underneath that, a regular floor tile adhesive, the kind of tile adhesive that you would use if you were laying down these vinyl tiles from scratch, and then you weighted it while it dried, that would probably be the best chance you got of preventing it from coming back up again. But I got to tell you that it's been my experience that once these seams start to go, you fix one and two more pop up. So this might be something you're chasing. And if it's only a small area, what you could also consider is basically replacing the vinyl floor with laminate floor.
you know, just a small amount of laminate flooring won't be that expensive, and it can be laid down right on top of that vinyl floor. Laminate floors will float. They don't need to be attached. They sort of lock together, and they will lay down on top of that. You know, you'd put a saddle in where you, like, hit the doorways and that kind of stuff, but that would give you a really durable floor. You wouldn't have to worry about it.
Well, that'd be better than pulling it all up. That's a good idea. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You know, the laundry room, it might seem safe enough, but anywhere that there's extreme heat and lots of water, there's potential for trouble.
We'll walk you through the most common trouble spots and tell you how to prevent leaks, fires, and breakdowns in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next.
You live in a money pit.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at llflooring.com. There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we know it. We love our homes. We love taking care of our homes, but pretty much you can feel a variety of emotions when it comes to taking care of the house. You're going to be so in love with the fact that your house is beautiful and you own it and it's yours. You're going to feel really proud of those things too, but then you're going to be worried and afraid of all the things that could potentially go wrong. And when they do, fear not, guys. We are here to lend you a hand. So join us at the Money Pit Podcast. We promise we're going to help you come up with a plan. We're going to save you some money and spare you from those potential snafus.
You can follow us for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Now we've got Greg in Tennessee on the line who's thinking about a metal roof. How can we help you with this project?
I was thinking about going to a metal roof, and I had some different opinions. Some had said that I could just strip the roof and put insulation under it and leave the shingles on and put the metal on top of it, and the others said I'd need to take the shingles off. I was just wondering, you know, what would your advice be on that?
So generally speaking, there's a lot of folks and a lot of roofers that would say, oh, you can go on top of an old shingle roof. It's not a good idea for a couple of reasons. Even if you were doing an asphalt shingle roof, I would tell you to strip it down to the roof sheathing, because that first layer holds a lot of heat. And that can make the house hotter in the summer. And also with the metal roof, it can make it look lumpy or uneven and maybe not be as attractive as you would like it to be. If you're going to invest in a metal roof, which is a lifetime roof, I would not stop short of pulling off that old roof right down to the roof sheathing, put new tar paper or ice and water shield in or whatever type of weatherproofing you're going to use, and then put the metal roof right on top of that. I think that is definitely the best way to go.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I was just wanting your opinion. I knew that you would know better than most anybody else. So.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
We enjoy your program. Thank you.
Well, whether you're thinking of remodeling your laundry room or maybe you just want the most trouble-free laundry room possible, there are a few simple things that you can do to greatly reduce the chances of floods or even a fire. So first of all, let's start with the basics. I'm talking about those water supply hoses. Now, most washers use those rubber-based water supply lines, and there's a problem because those hoses are eventually going to swell and then they're going to break. And when that happens, they can release an unlimited, and I mean it, a ton of water, which can cause a lot of damage. Now, the solution really is simple. If you replace those rubber water lines with the braided steel water lines, they're made to withstand pretty much all of those daily stresses, and they're virtually leak-proof.
Yeah, we had a line break once in a house that we own, and it was ugly, mostly for the neighbor underneath us, because the water went right down to the apartment below. But replacing them with the braided kind really does stop that from happening. Now, the next thing to think about doing is upgrading your water supply valves. There are a couple of options here. If you've got separate hot and cold water valves, you can take this opportunity to upgrade to a single lever turnoff valve, which basically turns off both hot and cold at the same time. Now, if turning the valve off is made easy, then the idea is that you turn that valve off between uses and you never have to worry about a leak, because if the water's not on, it can't leak out. But an even better option is to install an automatic shutoff valve for your water line. Now, these valves are actually smart. They detect ordinary water flow. But if it becomes an extraordinary water flow, it can tell that and turn them off before that waterfall starts cascading through your light fixtures and into the rooms below.
Now, let's talk about your dryer next. It's the most common source of laundry room fires because there's a dryer vent there, and it gets clogged with all of that lint and potentially an occasional sock. But you've got to be careful because those exhaust ducts, they are responsible for multiple deaths and nearly 15,000 dryer fires every year. Solution? Really simple, guys. Always empty that lint trap, and every 6 months, you want to clean out the dryer exhaust duct. Now, there's a handy tool called the Lint Eater, and it does that very easily. It's a rotating brush that's mounted on a flexible rod that you attach to a drill, and then you just run it in and out of the dryer exhaust, and it pulls out so much lint. I can't even tell you how much accumulates in 6 months, and if this is a project you've never done before, be prepared to see, I can't even explain it. You can make sweaters and pants and jackets and insulation.
You can knit. All right. Lastly, make sure your exhaust duct is made from metal and not plastic. There are still some plastic ducts that are out there. It's what we call the old style dryer duct. It's not safe. It's very hard to clean that because they're just not that durable. And you want to use the metal ducts because it makes sure your system not only is safer, they're a lot easier to clean because you can run those lint eater brushes and that sort of thing straight through around the bends and so on. And if you are going to be rerunning ducts, try to keep as few turns as possible in mind, because every time you turn an angle with that metal ducting, or really any kind of ducting, it adds a lot of resistance and it takes that much longer to make your clothes dry, and that actually costs you a lot more in energy bills, too.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Chris in Arkansas is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
Well, I bought a house, and it has two bathrooms, and
The tile sink and tubs are baby pink and baby blue.
What's wrong with that?
Well, not exactly what I had in mind. But I was wondering if you can successfully, until I get to redo the bathrooms, if you can successfully paint over them without it looking terrible.
Yes and no. I mean, you can. There's quite an extensive process to it to make sure that you get proper adhesion, that it sticks very well. However, whenever you're dealing with a painted surface and water is involved and areas that you have to clean as well, you're going to get some wear and tear. So I don't think it's the best idea. I mean, there are kits that you can buy online. Basically, if you want to do it without a kit, and of course, then you don't want to paint the grout, but a lot of people do paint the grout, and then that looks weird also. So you got to think about all these things. But you're going to want to use a very, very durable oil-based primer. And of course, you've got to clean those tiles very, very well before you even think about putting a drop of primer on them.
And I think Sherwin-Williams actually makes a primer that is super, super adhesive. And the reason I know about this is because the way they demoed it was by painting it on tile and then putting a second layer of paint on it. But even though it's a really adhesive paint, I agree with you completely that eventually, in a very short period of time, especially if you're cleaning the surface, you're going to start wearing through it.
Okay. And like I said, not knowing if I could or not, I just was, you know, thinking if I could buy myself some time and just paint it until I can redo. Or maybe it's sounding like I should just wait. I can redo.
Well, you know, the bad news about those old tile bathrooms is that they have, you know, these very traditional, like 1960s-like colors. The good news is that the tile quality is usually really good, and the way it's installed is really solid. And that's why, if at all possible, maybe you could think about decorating around this tile. So you said you have, is it pink and blue?
Yes.
You know, with the pink, I think we're seeing such a big trend in pink really making a comeback in bathroom spaces. You know, you could go overload on the pink. You can add in florals. You can add in different tones of pinks. You can sort of tone it down with neutral beiges and grays and hints of gold and sort of make it like glamorous and more girly. You know, there are ways you can do that. Blue tile, I feel like, you know, it's just a poor choice. Blue tile is blue tile.
I totally agree with you.
You know, maybe everything else goes like super clean, but I just feel like if you attempt to paint the tile, you're going to be sad in the long run, and it will perhaps motivate you to do the permanent work more quickly.
Okay. Well, exactly that, and that's why I called. I just wasn't sure if there was some miracle cure that I, you know, hey, this works great or not. And I'm trying my best at decorating around, but the pink, yes, has worked better than the blue.
At least we solved half the problem, Christine.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, we've got Alex from Illinois on the line with a plumbing question. What can we do for you?
I've got a septic issue from the house to the tank. I think the line may be cracked in the middle of it, but the problem is my house is on a slab. And as far as I know, the pipes are in the slab.
What I would do is two things. First of all, you need to have a drain camera inspection done to confirm what you're dealing with. So there's a drain camera that looks kind of like a snake, and it can go, you know, 50, 100, 200 feet in the line and can actually give you a pretty decent picture of what's going on there. And so let's assume that you confirm that somewhere under that slab there's a crack in the pipe. There's a way to insert a liner into that pipe. It's kind of like a fiberglass sock, if that makes sense, that gets inserted into the pipe and then filled up with water to kind of press it against the side, and the water is released. And it basically kind of creates like a pipe inside of a pipe and uses the old pipe as sort of the structure. But it will stop things from kind of permanently getting in there. Sometimes you have a crack in a pipe, like you get roots that form in there that will clog things up and that kind of stuff, or you get a rough edge where waste gets trapped. So with this sort of fiberglass sock in there, that solves that. So that's the way you repair a pipe that goes into something critical like your house or your driveway or around your pool or something of that nature. But those are the two things you need. Now, you're going to have to do some work here to figure out, you know, where what company's best to work with on that. But I know that some of the big plumbing companies that do drain cleaning will have this technology. But the first thing is figure out what you're dealing with, determine if you've got a crack or not, or maybe it's something simple to fix, okay?
I appreciate it very much.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, if you're ready to shop for some new appliances, did you know that there's actually two price tags that you need to consider?
We're going to share what the second price tag is all about just ahead.
888 Bonnie Pitt.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at TheSimpleMat.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at TurtleBay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at WeThePeopleRadio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, WeThePeopleRadio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We have exciting news.
Now open for your gaming pleasure is our new Lightning Link Lounge in Dragon's Den. Come discover the lucky legend of Dragon Link and Lightning Link in our new slot lounge with 58 of your favorite progressives. Just follow the lightning bolts to discover lightning fast jackpots. Our new Lightning Link Lounge in Dragon's Den. Open now. For more information, please visit WinRiver.com. Find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects. Help yourself first by reaching out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Heading out to Vermont, where Mike's got cold tootsies, but I bet he's skiing pretty nicely. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I'm just inquiring on some questions on cold floors in the winter, about 6 months out of the year. Vermont, northern Vermont, stays pretty cold, and I have cold floors, and I have a couple questions about how to fix that and how to make that at least a little bit better. I do have an unfinished basement and fiberglass insulation underneath my first floor.
Well, I'm not quite sure what kind of heat you have right now, Mike, but the number one most desirable type of heating in a situation like yours is called radiant heating, which is a system where the heat is actually in the floor itself. You mentioned that you've insulated the floor from below, and that's a good thing, but this is an imbalance where you simply don't have enough heat on the first floor to warm that floor, so you might want to supplement that. Now, radiant heating can be done with PEX tubing, cross-linked polyethylene, if you have a hot water heating system. But if not, you also could do an electric radiant system, which are basically interconnected mats that would go down on top of that subfloor, and then you'd put a finished floor over that, which could be carpet, or it could be luxury vinyl plank, or a product like that. And in that case, you know, you would be warming just those limited areas. Now, the downside of electric radiant is it's expensive, but you know what? Using it in a bathroom, for example, is a nice thing to do, perhaps in a kitchen. So maybe you can come up with a combination of things that work. But if you happen to be on hot water right now, I would tell you to strongly look into the PEX radiant floor systems. Basically, you'd put down a subfloor that's already slotted out for the tubing. The tubing is very flexible and easy to connect. It lays in those slots in the subfloor, and then you cover it with your finished floor, and you're good to go, and you'll never have to worry about cold tootsies again, my friend.
All right, now we're heading out to Wisconsin, where Kumi has a question about mold. What can we do for you today?
It's like on the walls, and it started at the bottom of the wall. It's like black mold, and some areas is somewhat green, but most of it is black. And I was trying to get the basement refurnished, and when the guy came and started it, he had to stop because the mold is coming through the panel, and you can still see it at the bottom.
Yeah, now this is a home that you own, Kumi?
No, I'm renting.
You're renting it. Okay. So this is the landlord's problem. This isn't your problem. And it's a potentially serious problem, depending on how much of it is there. That type of mold that you describe is what's known as stachybotrys, that sort of blackish-greenish mold. And in some cases, it can be cause an allergic-like effect on people. It could make you not feel very well. And people that are really sensitive to molds can get super sick around it. Removing it is possible, but there's a process to it. It's not just a matter of tearing out the old walls or scrubbing it away, because if you do it incorrectly, you can release those mold spores. They float around the air, and they can get up into the parts of the house that don't have mold and kind of contaminate it. So I would take some pictures of it. I would send a letter to the landlord and let him know what's going on, and he's got to address it, because this is a potentially very serious problem. You can't let it continue.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I noticed that since I moved here, asthma run in my family, but I never had asthma. And now I have asthma. I have bronchitis.
You may be living in a sick house. Your dog seems quite happy, though.
Yeah, they even said that it could be dog hair.
No. If you got that kind of mold, you got a serious problem. You need to put them on notice that they got to fix it. Kumi, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you're ready to shop for some new appliances, which is super exciting, congratulations, did you know that there's actually two price tags that you need to be considering? The first one, that's the purchase price. Very obvious. You're like, all right, I can do that. I can handle it. But the second price tag is actually how much it's going to cost you to operate that appliance during its lifetime. Now, the more efficient that appliance is, the quicker the appliance is going to pay for itself. So to keep that payback period as short as possible, it's important to pay attention to two labels.
Yeah, the first is the Energy Star label. You'll find it on appliances as well as electronics and windows and water heaters and other energy-consuming items. And that label basically tells you that the appliance meets or exceeds the standards for energy efficiency. But the next one, which I don't think folks are as aware of, is the Energy Guide label. Now, it's sort of a bright yellow and black label, and that is designed to help you figure out whether an appliance is energy efficient by showing you the annual energy consumption and operating costs. The number is actually there, and that means that you can compare and contrast those labels when you're buying the appliance to make sure you are getting one that is truly a great deal.
Yeah, so the next time you're out shopping for an appliance, you want to be sure to review both that Energy Star and that Energy Guide label, and that's going to help you understand the efficiency and the real cost of owning and operating that appliance, and then be so excited that your new stove is coming.
But you can't just stop there. You get a new stove, you might as well go for the fridge, the dishwasher, you know how it goes.
Judy in Arkansas is on the line with a floor that's coming apart. Tell us what's happening.
Well, it's been down about 13 years. It's like a $5,000 floor is what it costs us. It's a 1,000-square-foot room. It's pergo. We have some seams that have kind of bubbled up a little bit. Is there any way to fix this? I don't intend to replace it, okay?
So you say the seams have bubbled up on laminate floor, so they're pressing together and sort of pushing up?
Yeah, just a little bit. I have some extra boxes out there, but not enough to fix all of this.
Yeah, if that's happening on a wide-scale basis, then I suspect something was done incorrectly in the installation. A couple of things to remember about laminate floor. First of all, the floor that it goes down on top of has to be pretty flat. It's got a very low tolerance to floors that are even the least bit out of level, that have any kind of bumps or rolls in it. Secondly, if it's put on too tight, so that it doesn't have enough room to expand and contract, then you can see that floors will buckle up. They'll press in because they're expanding, and they'll push up and have those seams come apart. So those are the things that you really need to look into with this. I would get your contractor back and have them address this, because that definitely should not have happened once that floor was put down.
Even 13 or 14 years out?
Definitely shouldn't have happened.
Do you think it'd be like moisture?
I mean, it could be. It could be moisture related. Have you had an excessive amount of moisture recently when this started to happen?
No, not at all.
Yeah, but it could just be consistent moisture from, you know, the hydroscopic nature of the concrete over time.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, and the house is about 30 years old.
How long ago did it start to come up?
It's been going on. You know, we've been noticing spots off and on for a while.
Well, Leslie's correct. It could very well be moisture related if it's that frequent and it laid down flat for the, you know, for all the other years up to that.
Okay, there's nothing else I can do.
No, you can't fix something like that, Judy. Unfortunately, you have to replace it. But what I would do if I replaced it, I would be very careful about measuring the moisture in the concrete and make sure it's not wetter than what the manufacturers allow. And secondly, I'll give you a trick of the trade, which is that even though the laminate floors today are locked together type pieces, you can add glue to those seams as well, and that gives you a more permanent protection against this happening again.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome, Judy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7. We are standing by. Well, somebody is always standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, has winter wind wreaked havoc on your vinyl siding? We're going to have some easy steps to fix it fast next.
You live in a money pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said,
My air conditioner broke, and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it. Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke, and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathroom. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com and available by podcast.
Yeah, if you guys love listening to podcasts, we would love for you to listen to ours. We're going to give you some helpful how-to tips in every single episode, so follow along with the Money Pit podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast, or you'll find it wherever you get your pods. All right, now we've got Terry on the line, who's actually listening to the Money Pit right now in Washington. What's going on at your house?
We've had all 7 days of snow, and it's warming up a little bit, but it's dripping in the house, and we've had 30 inches of snow in the last 7 days, and I know I've got icicles hanging down all over off the house, but I was wondering, why on earth is that ice buildup? Something, it's dripping in around the edges of the house, dripping inside.
So, Terry, you are explaining a classic ice dam. And an ice dam happens when you have heavy snow, such as you've described, and then that snow starts to melt. It starts to melt and run down your roof. But when it gets to the overhang of the roof, it freezes again and sort of builds up like a dam. And then that water, having nowhere else to go, backs up under the roof shingles and can show up inside your house as a leak. Now, the good news is ice dams are generally covered as storm damage and paid for by homeowners insurance. So what I would do is I would call a public adjuster and have them visit your house. Public adjusters work for you, not the insurance company. They'll prepare an estimate of what it will cost to essentially replace your roof and install something called ice and water shield, which is a special type of roofing that goes around the 3-foot perimeter of your roof edge, and that will catch any water in the future that tries to back up under the shingles and leak into your house. So that, plus making sure you have good insulation and ventilation, will stop it from happening. But what you've described now is an ice dam. It is a potentially costly problem because it almost always requires you to replace your roof to fix it. But the good news here, again, is it should be covered by your homeowner's insurance. Well, more than any other exterior element, siding makes a really big visual impact for your house. And vinyl siding is very popular in the U.S. because it's durable, it's inexpensive, and it requires very little maintenance.
Yeah, but even though it's not often, vinyl siding does occasionally need some fixing. Now, pieces can become loose if there's a storm, and then they can start to peel back. And it's not hard to fix, but there's actually a tool that you need to pick up for the job, and it's called a zipper. Not from your pants. It's a real tool.
Yeah, and this tool actually works by locking the pieces back together as you slide the tool along, just like a zipper. It makes it pretty easy to snap a piece of siding back into place, and that's going to save you some time and money, two things that homeowners love doing, and it will prevent any further deterioration to your house, because once that first piece of siding pops off, the wind gets under the rest of the siding and starts to work at it as well. So if you see one that pop off, you see one that gets loose, pick up that zipper tool and zip it back up, and you'll be good to go.
Kathy's on the line and has a question about potentially having radon in the home. Tell us what's going on and why you might think this.
I built a house about 2 years ago on the slab, and I always hear a lot about radon lately for some reason. Is that a potential hazard on a slab home, or is that only where you have, like, crawl spaces? I don't know how that works.
So it's technically possible that you could have radon in a house that's slab on grade. Radon is a gas that's in the soil, and if it builds up to a point where it's over 4 picocuries per liter of air, that's the measure of radon, then you would take some action to reduce it in your house. Typically, if your house is on a basement or a crawl space, well, if your house is on a basement, it's probably at the highest risk because it can come directly through the walls and get into that space and up into the house. Crawl space is not so much because it's very well ventilated. Slab-on-grade homes can have a radon level if the radon is very, very high in the soil. Now, the only way to know is with a radon test. Fortunately, it's pretty easy and inexpensive to do. You pick up a radon testing canister. You can buy one at a home center, or you certainly can order one online. You would place this canister in your home for a period of around 2 to 6 days. Then after that exposure period, you would seal it back up, ship it off to the lab. They would read it and tell you what your radon levels are. And based on that information, you could either do further testing or talk to a radon mitigator about getting it resolved. So that's basically the long and the short of it. Slab-on-grade houses don't have as high a risk as a basement house, but it is technically possible for them to have elevated levels.
Wow. I just wondered how it could get through the cement from the dirt.
Yeah, it finds a way.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Well, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Hey, if you've ever completed a fix-up project only to have that thing break down again a short time later, that's a nightmare. But we're going to share some tips for turning those nagging problems into one-and-done jobs when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hey friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. Today we're talking about the Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista. Coming in a 5x40 Vitola, the Fugly is priced just right for our value-conscious customers. Draped in a chocolatey brown San Andres leaf, presented in natural or Maduro, this stick is a throwback to a Cheroot vintage. The Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Happy to take your calls and your questions at MoneyPit.com, or you can always call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now, Joe posted a question, and he says, my old aluminum storm windows need to be replaced. I need some guidelines on buying and having pros install the new storm windows. Any suggestions on what to look for?
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, you can get low E storm windows today, which are great because that reflects the heat of the sun back out and keeps it from getting into your house. And secondly, Joe, you ought to consider whether you want to install exterior, which is the standard type of storm window, or now they also have interior storm windows, which you can slip in during the winter and then pull out during the spring. Well, here's the situation. Have you ever taken on a fix-up project only to notice a short time later that it is actually has to be done again and again and again? Well, Leslie has tips for turning those nagging problems into one-and-done jobs in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, so how do we prevent Groundhog Day, the home improvement?
I mean, it is true. Fixing that same problem over and over again can be a real drag. I mean, it always seems to happen with the same projects, and some of them more often than others. So to bring an end to all of these vicious cycles, the solution to change the way you take on that project, and we're going to get you to the root of the issue. So peeling paint, this is an excellent example of a project that, you know, you think you fixed, but it keeps coming back. So the next time you see some peeling paint, don't just slap another coat right on top of it. Instead, you've got to get rid of the old paint that's kind of yucky and not sticking. You need to use a paint scraper or a chemical and get rid of it. And then once you're down to a nice surface, here's the key. You want to apply a primer before you apply the top coat of paint, because the primer is what makes that paint stick, and it's going to make that paint stick for good. Now, if your basement seems to spring a leak every time you fix the last one, there's really a good chance here that the issue you're dealing with is actually poor drainage. You want to make sure that you grade the soil away from your home's foundation and then make sure those gutters are releasing the water at those downspouts at least 4-6 feet away from those exterior walls, and that's going to help you create a much drier space. In the event of my home, make sure your kids haven't gotten any tennis balls in the downspouts. It's generally another reason you end up with some water in the basement, but that's neither here nor there, but definitely another place to check. Now, when it comes to caulking, put away that caulk gun once and for all. If you are caulking between your shower tiles and you keep seeing that it's breaking or cracking, you know, the place where the tiles meets the tub or the shower pan, if that's just not sticking and it's just not working out for you, here's what you have to do. Fill your bathtub with water before you fill that caulk in one more time. Now, the weight of that water is going to expand, so that gap that you need to fill is going to be larger. So start off with that larger gap. That's why we always say fill the tub first. Once the tub is full, that gap is the biggest it's going to be. Fill it with the caulk, let it dry or cure, whatever you want to say, and then drain the tub. And then it'll sort of shrink back to its normal size, but next time the tub is filled with water, it's going to stretch to a real size that's made to stick. So definitely keep these tips in mind, and I promise you won't be doing these same three projects over and over again.
There you go. One and done. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, your home's electrical panel is made up of circuits that give you electricity, right? You probably never think about it until a circuit trips, and then you have to think about it. But if that's happening more often than not, it might be a sign you need to upgrade your electrical panel for good. We'll share tips on how to do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Plan for a whole Valentine's weekend with special entrees served all weekend long at Black Bear Diner. That's right, from Friday through Monday, February 12th through the 14th, bring your special date or the whole family for a sweet meal. Choose choice New York steak with hollandaise sauce and sautéed mushrooms, a light-grilled salmon with lemon butter cream sauce, or a slow-roasted prime rib. Be sure to top it off with a slice of limited-time lemon drop cheesecake. Make your Valentine's weekend very special. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.